Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise. Pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
This is John Church with Katy Park Baptist Church on with Go the Distance. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 says, "Do nothing from selfish or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves." See, God has created us to do some good works, not just work for ourselves, but to love our neighbor as ourself, to bear one another's burdens, to serve one another, to pray for one another, to teach one another. We need to begin helping others begin again. That is an example we see in even Paul's life. Paul was a persecutor of the Christian church, but Barnabas comes in and begins to befriend him and comes along and encourages and actually stands up for him with the other Christians in Acts chapter 9. God has given us an abundant life, not just for ourselves to enjoy, but to bless others and serve others and pass on the love of Christ. So today I encourage you to share God's abundant life with someone else today. Enjoy that moment, but then give it to someone else. Channel those blessings into someone else's life by either bearing someone's burdens, serving one another, praying for someone else, loving your neighbor as yourself. This is John Church with Go the Distance. May you go the distance in Christ.